I'll call the House Committee on Community Affairs meeting to order. Time is 9:04. Monday, the 17th, members present are myself, Representative Kokesh, Dyson, Sanders. We do have a quorum. And on our agenda is House Bill 94, Municipal Tax Records, sponsored by Representative Joel Green. In our last hearing, we adopted an amendment to Amendment Number 1. The committee did not take any action on Amendment 1 as amended. During the time between our last hearing on this bill and today, Representative Green's staff worked with the legislative legal on an amendment to satisfy what the committee wanted to accomplish. That amendment and legal opinion are with your packets. I will entertain a motion first that Amendment Number 1, as amended, be withdrawn.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
There is a motion to withdraw the First Amendment Number 1. Is there any objection?
That's what happens when.
Thank you.
Without objection, the Amendment Number 1 is withdrawn. And without objections, I will entertain a motion for the adoption of the Amendment Number 2, LS0419-8.2, dated 2/14/97 for discussion purposes.
Mr. Chairman, I move Amendment Number 2.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The amendment is adopted. Representative Green, would you like to address the committee at this time?
If it pleases the chair and the committee, I would just as soon have my staff or Jeff Logan do this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to address the committee. For the record, my name is Jeff Logan, legislative assistant to Representative Joe Green. Mr. Chairman, the amendment has 3 points, and I'd just simply like to go through these points. What we have done is taken out the last two lines of the bill. We deleted the last two lines, lines 8 and 9 on page 2, and started with new language. The new language, which begins on line 3 of the amendment, toward the end there's the phrase "from the municipality." In response to a concern expressed by Representative Ogun at the previous hearing, we have taken out the language saying that the person may recover from the official or employee and changed that to say that the person may recover from the municipality. In addition, Mr. Chairman, I would like to clarify for the committee and for the record a point that I made at the last meeting in response to Representative Ogun's concern, and that was that the statement I made was that state employees would be indemnified from this type of action. In fact, Mr. Chairman, that is true. However, it is not a statutory indemnification. It is the policy of the Division of Risk Management that state employees against whom an action is brought in court will be defended by the state. The state will pay for the defense. And if a judgment is entered against that employee, the state will also cover the costs associated with any type of an award. However, this is not, as I say, a statutory protection. It's a policy, and it is based on a well-defined tort doctrine known as respondeat superiore, which means the superior will respond to one of these types of situations, and that would be the protection that a municipal employee would have as well, and that is that when an agent is acting on behalf of a municipality and an action is brought against that agent, and the superior of that agent, that in this case, in Representative Ogun's case, the clerk who maybe leaked information, that clerk, that clerk's superior would respond to a charge. So what I said was true, but I may have led the committee to believe that it was a statutory protection, and it is not, and I would just like to clarify that. The second point, Mr. Chairman, is on line four of the amendment, the second line of the amendment, where we raise the amount of the liquidated damage award to $1,000 from $500. In fact, that was something the committee discussed previously in the amendment to the amendment. And finally, the last sentence of the amendment, which states the person may recover liquidated damages under this subsection, even if the person does not request actual damages or does not offer evidence of the amount of actual damages. So in any event, the $1,000 would be what they would get. There's no cap, as Representative Sanders expressed concern about earlier. And that is the amendment. I'll be glad to answer any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Committee to Mr. Logan on the amendment. If not,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You for your explanation. Just to make sure that I've announced Representative Logan's present for the record, you're with us. What's the desire of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, move the amendment. Move House Bill 94 as amended with the individual recommendations. Zero fiscal note, ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objection? Are there objections? Hearing no objection, the bill is moved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee.
Thank you. There's no other business to come before the committee. The next meeting will be announced. With that, adjourn the meeting.
Mr. Chairman.